Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joe Madden is here. Joe comes in about this time every year, whether he is coaching here or not, to promote his Thanksgiving celebration, which he does to raise money for the homeless. How nice he is to give back. Look at this guy. Look at you. How are you, pal? Great to see you guys. Michael, how are you doing? We have so much to talk about since you've been here last.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Well, you had some stuff going on in between.
Yeah,
kind of busy last year.
Do you realize that if you look at Chicago goes like this now. It goes Mayor Daley, the Chicago Fire, Al Capone, and Joe Madden. Do you understand that?
But Coach Ditka, too. I mean,
I forgot about Coach Ditka.
Coach Ditka's actually coming to our event up in Hazleton on December 15th, so I got to throw Coach out there.
And a little guy named Michael Jordan.
Yeah, forgot about him.
Jim McMahon.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Listen, realize you just rose above.
Phil Jackson.
Is there anything you can't do in Chicago? When's the last time you had to pay for a meal? There's no way people are charging you for meals.
It's pretty interesting when you go out right now. Jay and I go out on the town a little bit, and it's primarily just to have dinner, but the people in all the restaurants are really fabulous. People in general, listen, it's a big city, but it's a city of small neighborhoods also, and it's very familiar to me growing up in northeastern Pennsylvania where I did in my town of Hazleton. I've often drawn comparisons to the people because they are big cities folks, but they're small town people at the same time. So I identify with them very easily.
Sure.
So walking down the street, it's very easy to stop and have a conversation. All they want to say is thank you. They say thank you for what you guys had done, but nobody wants autographs. Nobody wants pictures. They just like to interact.
What's the biggest pain in the ass? Autographs?
Cell phones.
Nobody knows how to operate their own cell phone.
Yeah, right. And then, they'll give it to my wife to take a picture, which is really offensive. So, it really is. Yeah, it is. And so cell phones, I really wish that had not been invented.
Yeah. It's so funny is that I love that you say that people are always like, if we go out somewhere and we go to the mall and somebody's like, hey, listen to the show. And somebody goes, is that getting annoying after a while? And you go, how could that be annoying? Everywhere you go, everybody's telling you thank you or how great you are. It's the best feeling in the world.
No, it's not annoying. You're right.
Yeah.
It's just when they, again, the stop for the photograph.
Oh, I get it. Trust me. I get it.
Interaction, I have no issue.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Hand,
but
talking.
Isn't that a great life?
It is. Listen,
to know that you've impacted all these people. They've waited so long for a championship and now they got one. How happy that town was.
I've often said to folks, if I start complaining about anything, please slap me in the face. No, it is. I mean, Chicago was waiting a long time for all of this. The fan base. Organizationally, the ownership, Mr. Ricketts, Theo, and Jed, who brought me over there, all those folks, they've been waiting a long time for that particular moment, grandparents, parents, et cetera. So that's the point. When they say thank you, it's very sincere. This is not manufactured in any way, shape, or form. I really am humbled by the whole situation, and I feel fortunate to have had this opportunity. Also, working in Wrigley Field. You guys been to Wrigley Field?
I've been there a couple of times in the last couple of years.
It is. It's the finest venue, I think, in all professional sports. On a nightly basis, it's like a big party, but the folks are into you, and you feel like a playoff game. So even when you play the playoffs in October, you can play that same game in the middle of June, and it feels exactly the same.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's one of the last few venues you walk into, and you feel the history. I mean, that's the truth. I'm a big Yankee fan. I love the new Yankee Stadium, but it's not like the same feeling as walking in the old one. I didn't mind the oldness of the old stadium.
I'm with you, man. I think too many times in our country we have this tendency to tear things down as opposed to preserving. Fenway Park's another vestige of all that.
Sure.
Great. Love going to Fenway. We played there this year. It was fabulous. Of course, our place. Outside of that, I guess you got to go to Dodger Stadium, which is old but not that old.
Right.
I just wish that we paid more attention historically to buildings and edifices and tradition in the sense that you somehow like I'm into old cars. You take that old car, you make it into a new version of that old car, and you can continue to drive it. You look at the art of this car. I really wish that we'd been a little bit more patient with our buildings.
Sure. And if you can get a step ahead, get out there before it falls apart, that's the way to do it.
That's
the
way you do it.
Didn't they do it at Lambeau? Yeah. They were like shut it down for a little while. Even in Chicago, they the stadium there, and they build up on the stadium. So anyway, speaking of cars, what do you have? You have some weird old cars, aren't you?
Got some neat old cars. I'll start chronologically, and I'm not trying to be pretentious here, but a 56 Bel Air, which is really solid, really beautiful car, 350. It's built on a Camaro platform. 67 Galaxy, which I put a lot of work into. I really love that. It's convertible. 69 Camaro. That's my wife's. Oh, bought it for the World Series. 72 Chevelle convertible.
Wow.
That's the Cub car because it's red, blue, and white, and in the trunk it's got the logo of the 1908 Cubs in the
That's awesome.
76 Dodge Van, Tradesman 200. That's
the one everybody loves. That's when I see in pictures.
Yeah,
all
that's going to be at the AVA when we do the thanks on Friday night. And then I love the 1990 454 Chevy pickup. Those are fabulous. There's only like 6,000 or so of those made. And then I'm in search of.
Oh, Pete's gonna find it in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I might be making the deal this morning. Station wagon. I want to drive a station wagon. I have my fingers on a 1985 Olds Vista Cruiser.
Oh,
right,
that's
now.
Hilarious.
And I really think that you look at the SUVs. Why would not a station wagon make the comeback? I mean, they kind of did it with the Flex, the Ford Flex, and a little bit of the Magnum.
Right, right.
But a really legitimate woody station wagon.
Yeah.
And even like I like the mid 80s or into the right 1990 with the fuel injection, everything else. They run like my 1990 pickup runs brand new. So I want a station wagon that runs brand new.
We used to have a Plymouth Velari.
that's a little bit older right there. On the screen.
In the 80s, we had a Plymouth Velari.
Yeah.
And that thing moved.
Yes.
I mean, that had a big
engine. Yeah, Mopar. Yeah. They do that with their engines.
You said if we'd been up to the field, I've been up there several times for concerts.
Yeah.
I went up. I got to see not one, but two Pearl Jam concerts in Wrigley Field.
Eddie's outstanding.
That kid is... So it's him. It's Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I mean, there were guys that I felt as good for them as I did for any other fan because they had waited so long and been such great fans of the Cubs.
I've really gotten to become pretty good friends with Eddie Vedder and Bill. I mean, I see Eddie more than I've seen Bill, but both last year, Bill Murray crashed our party up in Hazleton to really make it a huge success.
Uh-huh.
Eddie is such a Cub fan. I mean, so is Bill. I mean, it's unbelievable how much these guys are invested in the Cubs, but Eddie gave me a signed ukulele for my 1,000th win. It's really fabulous, and I got it in the house here in Tampa. But they're into it. There's a lot of musicians. Billy Corgan from Pumpkins. I mean, he sits by the dugout all the time. I mean, I'm going to miss people. I mean, Jim Belushi. Johnny Cusack is there all the time, and we stay in touch, Michael and I. It's weird. It's weird that, you know, these folks that you grow up listening to or watching, whatever, are now part of the program, and you get to see them, and they're on your cell phone, and they come visit.
Yeah.
And they're really nice, normal people, so I really enjoy it.
I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I came up for those shows, and I just there was no better feeling being in there. Like, I felt like they felt like, or at least Eddie felt like it was a homecoming show for them, and then to do two shows there, it was one of the best musical things that I've ever done.
Well, I'm telling you, Eddie Vedder is one of the nicest humans I've ever met. Sincere, really into people. He's very he's ingratiating. He looks you right in the eyeballs. He'll sit by me next to my desk after a game. He'll have a Corona or two, just sitting there. We'll talk about the game. We stay in touch. He was over in Italy. I wanted my wife to go to his concert in Sicily for as a birthday present this past summer.
I almost went there to that one.
Yeah, and we just couldn't. We have a dog that was ill, so Jay couldn't make it. But Eddie was going to take care of everything. You know, he was going to set the whole thing up with the hotels. I mean, he's really a legitimately fine, nice human being.
Yeah, good. That's great. That's what I hope to hear, too.
He is. He's awesome.
Such a fan.
He's awesome.
By the way, I do have a signed ukulele from Eddie.
Is that right there?
And I've that and my signed Yankee bass, I've shown both my children and let them know that I love both of those a little less than them and never touch them. Anything else is fair game.
That's awesome.
Other than that. All right, Friday night. Yeah. I'm so honored to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. I believe that I may have cost Michael some money last year because I don't know how to be a bartender and I don't know how to pour drinks. I may have also ripped a couple of people off. I was just charging whatever I wanted to charge and I didn't know how to go. But we're going to be out there for the annual Thanksmas celebration dinner. First of all, food at both restaurants, fantastic. I've been, Michael knows, I've been a longtime fan of 717. I love the pork belly is one of my favorite things that they have over at ABBA. So you go there and you eat, but if you're not an eater, you go there and you drink, and you go up to the bar. There's a bunch of beautiful ladies and a bunch of guys, and you can order drinks from celebrities. I mean, real-time celebrity bartenders. Last year, I was back there. I'm pretty confident. I know I'm not the best-looking guy in the world, but I'm pretty confident in my, and this is what God gave me. Until you put me next to Kevin Kiermaier. You ever want to feel like an ugly man? Stand next to that beautiful specimen. What a handsome gentleman he is.
I did in the dugout for several years.
But you're also fancy looking. So, right. But I mean, what a beautiful kid. I looked at him and I was like, I'm going to tell you a secret that I learned about you today. He said, why? I said, I guarantee you have a small penis. He goes, why? I said, because you can't be this good looking and have this much baseball talent. There's got to be some negative to you whatsoever. And he said, nope, hung like a horse. So, but Kiermaier will be there. Chris Archer and his awesome hair will be there. David Ross will be there. He's a big draw. Now all the ladies love him because he's a dancer.
Yeah, David Solly. Let me go back to KK, Kiermaier. Yeah. We get this thing together. I text KK and ask him, and he gets back to me within like minutes and says, I'm in. That's who Kevin is. He does that every time we do something like this. If you ask him to help out, he jumps right in there. Archie, I think he set a couple things aside to make sure that he could come. David Ross, I've had this on his radar for a bit right now. And yes, David has become quite popular, but deservedly so. This guy is going to be a major league manager at some point in his life. Really an ingratiating kind of personality. He's going to be a big hit. I promise you, he's a lot of fun, and as well as the rest of the group that's going to be there. I think Matty Joyce is coming back.
Matty Joyce is going to be there. Kyle Schwarber coming in.
Schwarbs told me he could be there for about an hour. Schwarbs is kind of popular, and here's another guy, though, man. You talk about real people. All these guys I'm talking about are legitimately, sincerely nice, real folks, and for them to jump on board and come back and help with the cause is really spectacular.
Listen, I went, and I brought my family last time. My brother's family, they lived in Chicago for a while, and they moved back because those kids are big-time Cubs fans. So they got to meet a lot of the players. They got to take pictures, get autographs, and, you know, all raise some money. Now, this is great that you still do this, and you do this in both places, right?
Yeah, we do it three places, actually. Four. Well, primarily three. It's Tampa, it's Chicago, and it's my hometown in Hazleton, PA. We got a big event going on up there on December 15th for a Hazleton integration project where we're attempting to bring together the Hispanic and Anglo cultures in my hometown. It's working really well. So that event's on the 15th, but the one you're talking about on the 8th here at ABBA and at 717, again, we're trying to raise some money that goes into the Respect 90 Foundation. That's the foundation my wife and I have formed. Respect 90 is that distance between home plate and first base, that 90 feet. That's where it comes from. And I believe if a baseball player respects that 90 feet, that he will play the rest of his game up to his capabilities. And then on top of that, respect begins at home. So that's where the genesis of the name of the foundation comes from. And listen, the T-shirt I'm wearing, the sweatshirt right now, try not to suck. We generated a lot of money over the last couple of years just through this phrase that we've been able to pour back. We still have some money in the coffers that we're going to attempt to start putting out there, even some more stuff. We've contributed to a couple of boxing clubs in Chicago. We've contributed down here to the different Salvation Armies, Trinity Cafe. We went to the Pinellas Hope Project, which I thought was fabulous. Rick Vaughn runs our foundation. Now, RV set this all up. Chicago, Misericordia, that's a home for young adults with disabilities. And I know I'm missing some other places up, but we're trying to push the money around as much as we possibly can. But it really, the Respect 90 comes from that distance. And I've had a lot of good folks working with us, and we're trying to spread it out among the different stops, including Mesa, Arizona, where we do the Respect Ball, where we shave our heads out there. And we're trying to set up a couple rooms in a hospital there for kids, the treatment rooms, to make them a little bit more less ominous.
Right.
So when the kids go through the treatment, they go in that room and they don't feel as intimidated. And we're in the process of doing that right now.
When you do all these great things, how much of it is, because sometimes I lay in bed at night trying to fall asleep and think about how lucky I am, and then I feel like, God, I should be doing something to help somebody else out because I really have a good life. Do you get a lot of that? I mean, is that where a lot of that comes from?
Comes from my dad, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, with my dad, you used to find, like, little snippets or pieces of paper when he would, like, watch TV and donate to St. Jude's or Billy Graham or whatever.
Right.
My dad was always that guy. I think the empathy really stems from my family to begin with. From an Italian-Polish stock, and that's what the meal's all about. And with apologies to the Polish side of my family, I think it really oozes out of the Italian side. My uncles were really that way. So I think it began there in my hometown. You know, went to Catholic school, taught by the nuns. Again, small town mores and how you feel about the world. So I think it began there. And then it really was accelerated when I went and played with the Angels.
Yeah.
And I used to ride my bike up and down to PCH out there, and there was a lot of homeless pushing their life in a shopping cart.
Sure.
And it bummed me out, man. I mean, it's awful. Like, listen, I'm living this decent life, and these folks are doing that. And I thought once I got a chance to be a major league manager, a larger soapbox, I'd stand on and try to do something about it. So when I got here to Tampa Bay, Jay, my wasn't my wife yet, but she was pushing me in that direction to become more philanthropic and get involved charity-wise. So I give Jay a lot of credit for having pushed me in that direction. And then I was finally, my eyes were opened. And then you look for different venues and methods in order to get this done. I think sometimes what you're talking about, when you don't have that soapbox, you feel as though you can't make an impact. I don't have this persona, personality, or this method, or nobody's watching me.
Right.
Who's going to listen? But that's not true. Volunteerism is among the most honorable things anybody can do.
Sure.
In a society. And when you get to Salvation Armies or Pinellas Soap or whatever, the Trinity Cafe, they live and die off of their volunteers. So regardless of what you consider your lot in life, as a volunteer, as a person, as one person making a difference, if a lot of us start thinking that way, then eventually it becomes a really positive wave that can help a lot of folks.
And you don't realize until you've volunteered some time and donated your time. Time, I mean, you could donate money, that helps all, but when you go out there and volunteer your time, you have a sense of accomplishment when you're done that you feel great.
I can't agree with you more.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's contagious.
It is. I mean, once you get out there the first time, I know we just had four baseball teams. It was actually National Homelessness Week, the first or second week of November. Rick Vaughn again set up four spots for us to go to. We came back, Jay and I came back from Pennsylvania, and we involved four local baseball teams, and I'm going to miss out, so I can't. I know Steinbrenner was one and a couple others, but the kids from the high school baseball team came out and helped serve, and they were really impacted by this. And again, who knows what that's going to mean down the road? Because normally when you're 16 years old, you don't walk into a homeless shelter or a Salvation Army. You have no idea
right. What
happens. And on top of that, the perception is that it's a lazy person, a person that doesn't care, a person that doesn't want to work, a worthless. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. There's families and there's a lot of kids involved.
Yeah. And you realize it gives you a little bit of empathy to, yeah,
exactly.
Definitely perspective, but you realize what you're dealing with people.
Right.
This is Joe Madden that is here with us. Joe is will always be a favorite of Tampa Bay from the work that he did over here with the Rays and, of course, with the Cubs, and now keeping it back here in our community with the Thanksmas. It's Friday. It's happening. It's the 8th annual one. 717 South and Ava, they're right across the street from each other. You can do both. You can go back and forth.
It's kind of
both.
Fun, actually.
It will be. I'm going to be out there now. Brooke, I'm gonna bring Galvin out there because I forget to tell you that Galvin's like super bartender. Galvin has like real bartending skills, and the two of us together, we're going to start doing some cocktail stuff, throwing bottles around.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Making
it
the show.
It'll be fine. Nobody will get hurt.
Yeah.
Which one's Tom Cruise?
I'm Tom Cruise.
I think it's both, really. If you think about it. What's that? Yeah. You don't have to bring that up necessarily, but thank you for
everything's a competition.
Uh-huh. What do you think of Aaron Boone, as a matter
of fact? Love it. Boone, I'm a big Boone fan. Actually, I talked to him right before that had happened, and when any time he'd come into your office when the ESPN guys came in. You know, there's certain groups that come in, there's certain guys that come in, and you really want to exchange. And actually, all these guys, Darling, Schmaltzy, and then Booney comes in, they talk to you before the game. Really bright guys, and all of them are capable of doing this. But I've been asking Aaron for the last couple of years, when are you going to manage? When are you going to manage? When are you going to manage? I knew his grandpa, Ray Boone,
right.
Taught me when I first started scouting with the Angels. Mr. Boone would sit next to me, and he taught me a valuable lesson about sitting in the same place to scout a game because that's where your eyes work from. Bob Boone, I worked with Bob with the Angels in a real close situation. I didn't know Brett as well with Seattle, but Aaron, I just gotten to know through broadcasting and coming in, and I think it's a great choice. I looked at all the candidates and actually was telling somebody right before the pick was made. I said I would choose Aaron among those candidates.
I always wonder, like when the Rays bring you in, mm-hmm. like Chicago, they knew they wanted you. But when the Rays bring you in and they're like, all right, we need a manager. What the hell are you? When do you ask a guy on an interview like that? It's not like you sit down and go, So tell me about your last job. You know, like you gotta. They really just gotta get a feeling from you, right?
Everybody has different methods. When I interviewed for the Red Sox job in 2000, and I think it was three or four, whatever it was, three. Theo and Jed had a real. They had set questions laid out, i.e., list what's the most important thing a manager does on a daily basis, and you'd pecking order of like deal with your coaching staff, handle the media, your bullpen, the lineup. So they would set up this. Process or program, and then you'd have to comment on each one, and they would gain a lot of perspective just from a simple question
answer.
Like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So some groups are more into specific questions, maybe psychologically oriented. Somebody maybe told them to ask the question in this manner and try to derive the answer. Others, it's more conversational.
Yeah.
So it's just up to the group itself. Back then, I thought Theo and Jed were great. They hired Tito Francona, which I thought was the right thing to do. I would have been disappointed had I not gotten the job with the Rays, with Matthew and Andrew in that hotel room in Houston. I knew philosophically we were on the same page. I knew I could grow with these guys, and it worked out extremely well.
Yeah.
And then here it came back to Jed and Theo again up at with the Cubs. And that when we talked this time, it was more of a conversation. It was no real interview process. I have a track record now.
Right.
They could look at that, and they know what I think. So it's just different, I think, just based on the group. It's always interesting. But I would bet that Booney slayed it because Booney, analytically, he understands the game. Personalities, he understands the game. I know the game's not going to be too quick. I'm going to say the learning curve is going to be very short for him to understand how quick the game is in a dugout. And like he said, he's been preparing for this for the last 44 years based on his life with his family. And believe me, all the Boones are outstanding.
And the Yankee fans, they attach themselves to players.
Yeah.
Have my family settings, so Jeter's in my family.
Yeah.
Like my grandmother still refers to him. And he's got a name, Aaron Effing Boone. So
yeah,
he's
right.
Among the Yankee
pretty,
fans.
Pretty big
so
hit. Pretty big hit.
That was fantastic. All right, look, this is great. It's always great to see you.
You too,
I don't
want to
keep you here all day. I'm going to be out there on Friday. Should they just show up on Friday, or should they go to the website?
Michael's got it.
Yeah, go ahead and make reservations.
You should make reservations,
yeah,
right?
For dinner. Or if you do show up, there'll be a nominal fee at the door that goes to Respect 90.
Yeah.
The fee's necessary. Otherwise, it's people just start flooding into the restaurants, and then at that point, the people that actually paid to sit down and have dinner
can't
do it. And then honestly, then it gets so glutted that I can't really interact, or the celebrity bartenders, et cetera, can't interact. So we thought that the cover charge was necessary, but also that goes exclusively to the foundation. Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, the weather's going to be bad, possibly. So
weather's going to be beautiful.
Well,
nice and cold.
Right. Even if it is, understand that there's a roof.
Yeah.
And we have doors that close, so you're not going to be freezing. So
right.
We'll just bundle up in there and have a good time.
What are you wearing?
I don't know yet. I have not. I'm not. I got this really cool coat the other day. I don't know that it actually fits or is appropriate for this time of the year. However, I maybe just wear a red shirt with it. I really dig this. I got it at the mall, that place, the Milano Exchange.
Yeah.
The bottom. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I just played along with it.
It's really a groovy little place, so I love this coat, and I might just break it out.
This is what I would like to go shopping with you one day.
Yeah,
I can need a little flavor in my wardrobe.
Anytime, brother.
All right. That would make my day. I'd rather go shopping with you than I would go to play baseball.
Well, let's do shopping in Chicago.
Dude, they got the best fat guy clothes store there ever. They do. They got a two-story Rochester in Chicago. Trust me, I know. I know every city. I know where the Fat Guy Clothes Store is.
We live right downtown, man. The combination of shopping and going out to dinner. Oh, my God. And then I ride my bike on Lakeshore when the weather's good. You go up and down the lake.
It's a beautiful city.
It really is. It's a phenomenal city.
What are you going to do? How much long are you going to work?
Well, honestly, I'll be 64 in February, which is crazy. That's why it's really important for me to try to stay in good shape as well as I possibly can. I don't know. I mean, I could see easily another 5 years.
You hopefully. Can, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not bored yet?
No.
You're only one in World Series.
No, it's not by no means is it boring. The biggest thing there is do you want to deal with the travel? I hate packing.
Yeah.
I still went looking for that concierge service in a hotel that comes in and packs your bags the day before you leave or the night before you leave. So when you leave the next week, just close it and go.
Can Brooke do that for you? Somebody. Yeah.
Seriously, the worst part about travel is packing for me. I hate packing. The travel itself, charter airplanes, I can't complain about that.
Yeah, yeah,
all that stuff is fine. But it's really about wanting to you know, get on that plane and go again, living in that hotel. That's what really is the detriment. It's not the game itself. It's not the ballpark.
It's just the moving around.
Moving all the time, yeah. Man.
Well, listen, you figured out a way to do it great, and I appreciate you taking the time to come in here this morning. I know you hate, much like me, you hate getting up early.
Wow, you have no idea. I forced myself. I got up at 7:30 today, which was not easy. I forced this coffee down. I forced my dark chocolate down. I forced my supplements down, and I'm kind of waking up right about now.
They said, what time do you want him there? I want him there at 7:30, but I know how he is. Oh, we'll see you at 9:30.
I appreciate it.
Listen.
I appreciate the consideration.
I'll be pumping this all week. I'm very much looking forward to this. There's going to be a lot of great people out there, and hopefully we'll raise a bunch of money.
I really appreciate you having us on. Thank you very
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.